greetings, everyone, and welcome back to our Standing Watch program. Recently, President Obama stated that he is seeing the end of the tunnel and that the economic situation in the United States will get better soon. But this very optimistic assessment is not quite in line with the facts. Let me read to you from a recent article by the Associated Press dated April 10, saying that federal regulators shut down two more banks on Friday. It was the Cape Fear Bank and also the New Frontier Bank, and that this year's tally of 23 bank failures is nearing the total for all of 2008, when 25 U.S. banks were seized by regulators. The article goes on to say that a growing number of banks are becoming insolvent as home prices fall and unemployment rises, causing more individuals and businesses to default on their debt. Now listen to these staggering, astronomical, incredible figures. The article says the FDIC estimated that the closure of Cape Fear Bank will reduce the Federal Deposit Insurance Fund by $131 million, and that the closure of New Frontier Bank will lower it by another $670 million. As of the end of 2008, the insurance fund stood at $18.9 billion. That is $18.9 billion, the lowest level in nearly a quarter century, and down from $52.4 billion at the end of 2007. But now notice this statement. The FDIC expects that bank failures will cost the insurance fund about $65 billion through 2013, but we only got $18.9 billion in the fund right now. At the end of 2008, the FDIC has 252 banks and thrifts on its list of troubled institutions, up from 171 in the third quarter of last year. Now, this doesn't sound too good. This doesn't sound too promising. That doesn't sound like we are going to see the end of the tunnel anytime soon, if ever. Now, all of this is cured, of course, and has been cured by the tremendously successful G20 summit over there in London 2 weeks ago, right? Well, that's what news agencies like CNN and MSNBC and others will tell you. But frankly, it appears that the summit wasn't just a total and utter failure. It was something which has caused concern for worse things to come. I have here an article by Der Spiegel Online, a German paper which is actually pro-Obama, which wrote on April 3. The G20 has agreed on plans to fight the global downturn, but its approach will only lay the foundation for the next bigger crisis. Instead of stability, growth, jobs, the summit's real slogan should have been debt, unemployment, inflation. Now they are celebrating again. An historic compromise had been reached, German Chancellor Angela Merkel said at the conclusion of the G20 summit in London, while U.S. President Barack Obama spoke of a turning point in the fight against the global downturn. When the celebrations have died down, it will be easier to look at what actually happened in London with a cool eye. The summit participants took the easy way out. Their decision to pump a further $5 trillion into the collapsing world economy within the foreseeable future could indeed prove to be a historical turning point, but a turning point downwards. In combating this crisis, the international community is in fact laying the foundation for the next crisis, which will be larger. It would probably have been more honest if the summit participants had written debt, unemployment, inflation on the wall. It goes on to say there are, even in the modern world, two things that no private company can do on its own: wage war and print money. Both of these things, however, formed Bush's response to the terrorist attack of September 11, 2001. Many column inches have already been devoted to Bush's first mistake, the invasion of Baghdad. But his second error, flooding the global economy with trillions of dollars of cheap money, has barely been acknowledged. No other president has ever printed money and expanded the money supply with such abandon as Bush. This new money, and therein lies its danger, has not backed, or was not backed, by real value in the form of goods or services. The U.S. had begun to hallucinate. Now, this article goes on to say, Barack Obama has continued the course towards greater and greater state debt and increased the pace. One-third of his budget is no longer covered by revenues. The only things which are currently running at full production in the U.S. are the printing presses and the treasury. At the summit in London, delegates talked about everything except this issue. As a result, no attention was given to the fact that the crisis is being fought with the same instrument that caused it in the first place. This looks like we are in for a lot of more trouble. Beautiful, optimistic comments notwithstanding. And even though you won't hear these kind of things necessarily mentioned on MSNBC or CNN, you have to understand that that's what's going on. And you also have to understand that the political arena looks pretty grim now. The fact that there was this extreme enthusiasm for Mr. Obama when he was made the president and was elected to be president, that fact has now changed its course, and now many Europeans, for instance, are not happy with him anymore. They are very unhappy with him that he meddled into European affairs the way they look at it when he said that NATO should become a European member. And when he got involved and following Turkey's blackmail approach, so to speak, he saw to it that Turkey would vote for the Danish Prime Minister to become the leader of NATO, but in order to, of course, get some concessions done for Turkey. All of this has caused quite a concern amongst some of the United States' closest allies. Let me read to you from an article which was published in the Jerusalem Post on April 9. Again, something you might not hear in the United States' mainstream press. Listen to this article. It says, like it or not, the United States of America is no longer the world's policeman. This was the message of Barack Obama's presidential journey to Britain, France, and other places. President Obama made clear to the world's aggressors that America will not be confronting them for the foreseeable future. This article goes on to say, America's betrayal of its democratic allies makes each of them more vulnerable to aggression at the hands of the enemies, enemies that Obama administration is now actively attempting to appease. Obama's disastrous bid to denude the U.S. of its military power under the naive assumption that it will be able to use its new stature as a morally pure strategic weakling to win its enemies over to its side will fail spectacularly. But to survive the current period of American strategic madness, Israel and the U.S. other unwanted allies must build alliances with one another. If they do so successfully, then the damage to global security induced by Obama's emasculation of his country will be limited. If, on the other hand, they fail, then America's eventual return to its senses will likely come too late for its allies, if not for America itself. These are not very flattering comments. These comments show what we have been saying on these programs for years, that America's stature in the world will become more and more an isolated one. It started clearly under Mr. Bush. It's clearly continuing under Mr. Obama. Why is that so? Why do we find that America right now has no longer any influence, it seems, on the world scene? Well, again, my friends, I have said it before. People don't like to hear it. The Bible has prophesied this to happen thousands of years ago. It has a lot to do with how we live in this country. And people don't want to hear that. They don't want to hear that they might be living a wrong way, that they might have to change, that they might have to repent, that they might have to turn to the true God of the Bible. They don't want to hear that because that would unsettle their lifestyle. Nobody's going to tell me what to do. And because of that, my friends, we are going to see those trends we are discussing in these programs to go further and further in a way which we don't like to see them. But we have to report them because it is a warning which we must give. Hopefully some will come to their senses and will repent and will obtain God's help in these terrible, terrible, difficult times. Many, if not most, will not. I hope that you are one who will. Thanks very much for watching. This is Norbert Link for the Standing Watch program.